Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen here. Thank you for downloading the podcast. We are looking at tvOS 9.2, the latest operating system to come out for the Apple TV 4th generation. And there are a number of goodies in this release. In a separate podcast, I'll talk about the new podcasts app, but in this one, I'm going to look at something that we lost when the fourth generation came out, something that many of us used a lot in the third generation. It is Bluetooth keyboard support, and I'm very pleased to say it is back and, in fact, better than ever. There are a couple of approaches that you might take to Bluetooth keyboard support. One is to have a dedicated keyboard connected to your Apple TV. And we do this because it's not just the blind people in our house who like the Bluetooth keyboard. Often the kids grab it and sit on the couch and search for things because it's an efficient way of searching for information for everyone. Another option that you have is to use a keyboard that supports multiple devices. And I have a keyboard called the Logitech Easy Switch Bluetooth keyboard. There's a bunch of them. K811 is the one that I have, but there are a number of these, and it's where, in Logitech's case anyway, you can press F1, F2, and F3 and switch between up to three paired devices. So you could be writing a text message on your iPhone, and then you press a key, and with that same keyboard, you're suddenly controlling your Apple TV, which is pretty slick if you are the only person in the house who wants to use the Bluetooth keyboard with your Apple TV. And there are a number of manufacturers who make these multi-purpose keyboards now. But I have an Apple keyboard that is permanently connected to the Apple TV, but before I can take advantage of it, I need to set it up. So let's go and do that now. I'm going to ask Siri to take me to Settings, Launch Settings.
Settings, Accounts, Button, 2 of 9.
Let's scroll down.
Audio and Video, AirPlay, Remotes and Devices, Button. 5 of 9.
Remotes and devices is where you will find the new Bluetooth keyboard support. So let's press down on the touch surface.
Remotes and devices. Remote. Touch surface tracking. Medium. 1. Remote. 71% battery level. Other devices. Bluetooth. Button. 1 of 3.
I'm going to press down on the touch surface to go into the Bluetooth section.
Other devices. Apple Wireless Keyboard, 1 of 1.
My Apple Wireless Keyboard is on and available to be paired. So whatever keyboard you're using, you need to make sure before you go in here that your keyboard is on and that it is discoverable. I'm going to press down on the touch surface to select my Apple Wireless Keyboard.
In progress. Bluetooth pairing request. Enter the pairing code on Apple Wireless Keyboard. Then press the return or enter key. 5. 1 of 4. Bluetooth pairing request. Enter the pairing code on Apple Wireless Keyboard. Then press the return or enter key. 7. 2 of 4. 2. 3 of 4. 1. 4 of 4.
I'll do that now and then explain what's going on.
Alert. Keyboard. Connected.
I'm recording this a little ahead of when tvOS 9.2 was officially released, so it may be that this is tidied up, or it may be that it isn't. As you can hear, it's a little bit difficult, a little bit verbose, because you get the first digit of the PIN, and then you have to wait for the subsequent three digits. But you do get all four digits, and as soon as you hear the four digits that you have to type, type it on the keyboard, and then press return or enter. Remember that this is only a one-off process. Once you've paired the keyboard, then it is done. While I'm in here, there is something useful that is new in tvOS. It wasn't available in the Apple TV third generation that I'd like to show you. I'm going to press down on the touch surface because currently the keyboard is still highlighted.
Apple Wireless Keyboard. Setup. Disconnect device. 1 of 2.
And then?
Forget device.
Now, forget device has always been there. What is new is a feature that has also recently come to iOS, and that is disconnect device. Where this is useful is if you have a keyboard that's only capable of talking to one device and you want to temporarily disconnect the device from the Apple TV, disconnecting rather than forgetting means that it's only a temporary thing and you don't have to go through that process of pairing the keyboard again once you've done with the other device that you want to use the keyboard with. So that's a very nice touch that is now in tvOS 9.2. I'm going to get to the home screen of my Apple TV, and of course I could press the home button, but we've got a Bluetooth keyboard now, so I'm going to press VO with H. That is Control and Option with H.
Home, Settings, Row 2, Column 4.
If you've used VoiceOver with a Bluetooth keyboard on iOS, you'll know that VOH is the home key. Here's the big question. Can we use the caps lock key as our VO key?
Caps lock on, caps lock off.
No, we can't, not at this stage. It's not necessary to use the VO key to move around the screen, though, if I press the left arrow key.
Settings, computers, search, row 2, column 2.
That's the equivalent of flicking left with the touch surface. If I press the down arrow key,
Mashable, row 3, column 2.
That's the equivalent of flicking down on the touch surface. I can interrupt my speech, so if I right arrow,
Red Bull,
and I press the control key, just like on my iPhone or iPad, and that muted speech, if I press it again,
TV, recently updated, row 3, column 3.
It resumed from exactly where I had it stop speaking. One of the differences with tvOS as compared with keyboard support on the Apple TV third generation is that you do have quick nav now, and that is important if you want to use the rotor on your Apple TV fourth generation. Quick nav is invoked the same way in tvOS as it is on iOS, and that's by pressing the left and right arrow keys together.
Quick nav on.
Now that means my rotor options are available just like in VoiceOver for iOS. So if I press the up arrow and left arrow keys together,
Direct Touch,
I'm moving through the rotor counterclockwise.
Read screen after delay, speech rate.
And if I press the up arrow and right arrow together,
Read screen after delay,
we're going back the way we came because we're now rotating the rotor clockwise.
Direct Touch.
Let's go backwards.
Read screen off, speech rate.
And because I'm in quick nav mode and I've made a rotor choice, I can now press the up and down arrow keys.
55%, 60%, 65%, 50%, 50%.
And that's adjusting the rotor. That's the equivalent of flicking up and down. One of the things you can do to discover all that's available in the Bluetooth keyboard support is just to explore it yourself. And just as in iOS, you can invoke a help mode by pressing VO with K, Control Option K.
Starting help. To stop help, press menu on the remote or press escape on the keyboard.
Now you can go ahead and type keys to see what they do. For example, let's press VO with A.
Control A. Read all.
That's the read all key. So if you get into a screen where there's a lot of text, you can press VO with A to have it spoken continuously. That's the same as flicking down with two fingers on your touch surface. If we press VO with B,
top B, read from top,
that will read from top. So there are a few of these commands that work, but it's a subset really of all of the keys that are available in iOS. I'm going to press the escape key to exit this help mode.
Stopping help.
And I'm going to find music by using the keyboard. So let's right arrow.
App Store, Photos, Music, Row 1, Column 4.
Because I'm in quick nav mode at the moment, not only can I press return or enter to launch this app, but I can also press the up and down arrow keys at the same time, just like in VoiceOver for iOS. And in fact, you're really spoiled for choice, because if you're used to pressing VO with the spacebar in iOS to launch apps, you can do that too. So three methods when quick nav is on. You can press up and down arrow to launch the app, and when quick nav is either on or off, you can press return or enter to launch the app, or VO with space to launch the app.
Music for you, tab 1 of 5.
Let's go down and see what Apple Music is recommending.
Romantic duets, playlist by Apple Music Pop, 1 of 44.
Oh, that's nice. I'll press return to choose that playlist.
Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
All right, I just tapped the control key to silence it. What an oldie, but a goodie, the old Islands in the Stream. So I'm going to press enter or return to start playing that track.
Islands in the Stream, playing.
And off it goes. Now,
pause.
I pressed F8 to pause. And so this is just like on the iPhone or iPad, or for that matter on the Mac, when you're listening to content in iTunes.
Playing, O3 Bonnie and Clyde, featuring Beyoncé Knowles.
I just pressed F9 to skip to the next track, and Apple TV announced the title of the track and began to play it very, very quickly.
Playing.
Look for me, young press F7.
Islands in the Stream. Dolly Parton.
We're back. F9. And F9 again. Skipping forward.
Stumbling in. Suzy Quatro. Greatest hits.
Goodness me, that is an old classic, that one. So, just like on your Mac or iDevice, F7 will skip back. F8 is your play pause toggle, and F9 will skip to the next track. You can also use the spacebar.
Playing. Paused.
As the play pause toggle if you wish. And there are some other things too. For example, if we hold down F9, let's just try that.
Playing. Fast forwarding. 24x. 54 seconds. 2 minutes. 40 seconds. Playing.
And
pause.
Apple TV is giving feedback about the length of the track, how far through the track that you are going. If you want a quick way to get to the app switcher, you can press the F3 key.
Podcasts. Actions available.
And it said actions available, so we can use the rotor with the quick nav.
Actions.
So I pressed left arrow and up arrow to rotate counterclockwise. And now if I up arrow.
Close app.
And you can close the app from here if you wish. So F3 gets you into the app switcher. There'll be a bunch of other commands that you'll probably discover. But the key thing, I think, is to remember that VOK will get into that mode where you can press keys and see what they do. And you can have a lot of fun discovering things here. It is possible, I understand, to set up your Apple TV 4th generation with a Bluetooth keyboard. This is obviously preferable to setting it up with the remote and entering text in that somewhat laborious way. You can get pretty quick at it if you keep working on it, but a Bluetooth keyboard will, I think, be quicker. However, if you have another iDevice in the house that's relatively new, it is far quicker to use your iDevice, because that will transfer information about your wireless network, about your Apple ID, a bunch of other credentials, just by having your iDevice in close proximity to the Apple TV. If for any reason that's not an option for you, then trying to pair your keyboard when you first start your Apple TV, when you've got it out of the box for the first time, is probably going to be a more pleasant experience than the included remote control. So that's a brief look at the arrival of Bluetooth keyboard support on Apple TV 4th generation with tvOS 9.2. If you'd like to contact me, my Twitter name is Jonathan Mosen, all one word on Twitter. And jonathan@mosen.org is my email. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.